AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he has been in contact with Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, about the country's nuclear program.
I've written him a letter saying, I hope you're going to negotiate, because if we have to go in militarily, it's going to be a terrible thing for them.
The president told Fox Business News something's going to happen with Iran one way or another. The labor market posted a solid gain last month, but the AP's Sagar Magani reports the outlook is cloudy.
Employers added 151,000 jobs in February, fewer than expected, but still up from a revised 125,000 a month earlier. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.1%. The federal government shed 10,000 jobs, the most since June 2022. Economists, though, do not expect the Trump administration's federal workforce purge to have much of an impact until next month's jobs report. The federal layoffs, plus the president's threats of a trade war and mass deportations, are clouding the economic outlook. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Later today, a South Carolina man, Brad Sigmund, is set to become the first person executed by firing squad in 15 years. He admitted to killing his ex-girlfriend's parents with a baseball bat. George Washington University law professor John Banzaff says Sigmund had three choices.
In his lawyer's words, that's between a violent death by firing squad, a torturous death by lethal injection or electrocution, which he says is basically frying his client.
88-year-old Pope Francis hit the three-week mark in his hospitalization for double pneumonia. He's in stable condition, resuming his therapies after giving the world a tangible indication of just how frail and sick he is. The Pope recorded an audio message that was broadcast to the faithful in St. Peter's Square. This is AP News. SpaceX's latest Starship test flight ended with another explosion.
SpaceX launching another Starship rocket from Texas. As it ascended, the first stage booster fell away and was eventually caught back at the pad with giant mechanical arms.
What an incredible sight.
As Starship traveled eastward, trouble.
We are losing attitude control.
Engines started shutting down 8 minutes into the flight, and then...
Can confirm we did lose contact with the ship.
SpaceX flight commentator Dan Hewitt.
Unfortunately, this happened last time too, so we've got some practice at this now. We've got a lot of measures in place.
It comes nearly 2 months after an explosion sent flaming debris raining down on the Turks and Caicos. This time the wreckage was seen streaming across the sky over Florida and by Brett Bostwick and his family in the Bahamas. It was not immediately known whether Starship's self-destruct system might have kicked in. I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.